Welcome to the Creative Chats Podcast with Mike Brennan.
Welcome, friends, to another episode of Creative Chats. It's the podcast for artists, makers, and content creators, where we talk about creativity, the creative process, and story. I want to thank you so much for taking some time out today to tune into the show. I do not take it for granted, and I know that time and attention is very expensive these days. So thank you so much for tuning in. If you've listened to any previous episodes, you know that I have recently been talking about a new community, a creative community that I created. It's just for you. It's called Daily Creative Habit. If you go to dailycreativehabit.com, you'll be forwarded to a private Facebook group where you can answer three simple questions and request to join. We'd love to have you in there. This group is made up of visual artists, musicians, designers, authors, any creative expression that you can imagine are all welcome and a part of this community. And the whole idea behind this community is to have a place where you can go that will cheerlead you on to be able to get some traction in your creative projects. Our projects will not happen if we don't show up and show up consistently. And so many creative people I talk to have an issue with being able to show up day after day. You know, they flirt with their art. They say things like, when I find the time, or they just wait for inspiration, quite honestly. And that is not a way to work in your creativity that will yield the results that you want. Your creative projects will never see the light of day if you're trying to create a certain body of work, if you're trying to write a book, if you're trying to create a series of some sort. This method of showing up whenever you feel like it, or when you're inspired, or when things kind of align just perfectly, I mean, we all know that doesn't happen very often at all. It's not a great path. And so I talk a lot about my own experiences of a daily creative habit over the past 8+ years, showing up every single day, doing a piece of artwork. And I talk about the things that I learned through that, how that changed me, how it changed my journey, how it changed my passion and my life, really. And so I talk a lot about how that has affected me, methods and principles that arose from my own journey I share in this group, as well as it's a place to come together with other creative people and cheerlead them on, ask some questions, answer some questions, be a part of a community that is all rowing the same direction. Because so often as creative people, we go off by ourselves to create. It's a very solitary activity. And then we, you know, wonder why it feels like a lonely path. Then we wonder why we struggle with some things and we think that they're just unique to us. But when we start having conversations around our journeys, around our art, around our creativity, we realize that there is so much common ground. There is so much that we can learn from each other. And so if you would like to continue this conversation, be a part of that community, again, I want to invite you to go over to dailycreativehabit.com, and that will bring you right to the Facebook request, and you can just request to join the group, and we'd love to have you over there. So today's episode is going to be a little different. When I first started this podcast, a little over a year ago, my rhythm and intention was to do every other podcast episode was going to be an interview, and the other one was going to be me doing a solo show. Well, that only lasted so long because when COVID hit, everyone was home. Everyone was available. Everyone was into doing an interview or jumping on a Zoom call or connecting in whatever way that they could. And so I found myself with a backlog of material, of interviews, of podcast episodes that were all interviews. And I didn't fight that. I didn't resist it. I just went with it and said, you know, there will be a day when I will return to a solo episode. It just may be later on. Well, that day has come, and I want to share with you three lessons I learned in my first year of podcasting. Now, I can hear some of you already thinking, well, Mike, that's great, but I'm not a podcaster, nor do I wish to be. And that's okay. I get it. But there are still some things I think that you can glean from my lessons I've learned over this past year. We talk about that a lot here, right? About how we can learn from each other regardless of what the creative expression is. And maybe you've been thinking about a podcast. It's been something that's been in the back of your mind for a while. Maybe it comes up in conversations with other people and you think to yourself, yeah, I don't know. I'm not really sure what I would do. I'm not sure what that would look like. Or equipment-wise, you're like, I don't know what I need. Don't let those things be barriers to you. If this is something you think you want to attempt, then I would say go for it. But just make sure you have a plan in place and don't just try to wing it as you go. Because as you know, showing up for something consistently is a big deal. And if you're going to have any traction at all with a podcast, you need to be consistent. My episodes drop every Wednesday, and you know that because it's either you've subscribed, hopefully, or you see my announcements of a new episode that's just dropped. But regardless, there's a consistency. There's a level of expectation that's been put forth, and that's how we operate. So I thought I would come on and just talk about three things that I learned, three lessons I've learned in my first year of podcasting. So number one, a podcast is a great tool to grow your network. Now I know some of you just kind of had that little wince when I said that word network, right? Because it sounds like that businessy jargon where you, maybe you've experienced this, you've been in a room full of people who are all pressing business cards into each other's hands and the fake smiles and high fives and, hey, what's up? And let me do business with you. And, you know, all that nonsense. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about forcing some kind of connection. What I'm talking about is your relationships, the people in your life, the ones in which you can serve with your creativity. That's your network. Everyone has a network. And your network right now may be really small. Maybe it's your family, your close friends. But everyone has a group of people, no matter how large or small, that they can call their network. And so when I say that a podcast is a great tool for building your network, what I mean by that is it gives you the ability to connect with other people that you're not currently connected with. And more importantly, people that you want to be connected with. Maybe there's someone that you admire. You really resonate with their journey or with their work. And you would love to have an opportunity to sit down with that person and talk with them. And quite honestly, I've had that in the past and I've thought to myself, well, I don't really have access to this person. And I don't really have anything to offer them. Why would they take time out of their day and their busy schedule to meet with me just to chat? Well, now that I have a podcast and I can have creative chats, I have a platform and I can help use that platform to build these connections, to build these relationships, to invite people that I find interesting and have them on the show and talk about them. Talk about what they're doing, talk about their journeys, ask them questions, and build that network. Now, obviously, not all these people are my best friend now. It's not like we hang out and talk and chat all the time. But now that there's already a connection that's been made, if I reach back and send an email to one of these people and say, hey, you know, I so appreciated having you on the show earlier in this year, and they would just love to connect over this other thing. There's more of a chance of something happening than a cold call email. And I've already offered some value. I've already shown to some people that I'm invested in their story, in what they have to offer. It's not this one-sided thing where I'm looking to get something from somebody. I'm building a relationship. And a podcast is a great way to build relationships. I love being able to highlight other people's stories. I love being able to find out more about them, about their motivations, about their process, about their journey. Because when I do, I often find out more about myself. And in the process, I'm able to build my network. I'm able to know next time I'm in a conversation and someone asks me, hey, do you know somebody who does this? That person may come to mind and I may be able to make a connection for them. I may be able to set up an introduction. And that's a win for both people, typically. So a podcast is a great way to build your network. Number two, a podcast is a great brand builder. Now, again, I know this sounds like jargon. Everyone is talking about brands. But here's the thing. You've heard me say this before. You've heard some of my guests say this before. Usually those who are more of the creative entrepreneurs, they will stress and say, you are not, and I say, quote, you know, just a visual artist. You are not just a musician. You are not just a dancer. You are not just a videographer. But you are a personal brand. It's who you are. It's how you're showing up. It's tied to you as a person. And so that is your brand. And what you do is your creative expression. That's the work that you put out into the world. And so a brand is simply the way that all that is packaged up. And a personal brand is, again, tied to you as a person, as an individual. So for me, I love color. That's obvious in my work. And I tend to be a messy artist. So if you were to look around my office right now, you would see piles and some post-it note papers and some other things that might make some of you right now recoil in horror. But that's part of my brand. I'm the messy artist, right? So in my artwork, you will see some like splash marks and you will see some loose line work. You will see things that it's very much tied to who I am as a person, as an individual, but that's also my brand. So when I talk about a podcast being a great brand builder, what I mean by it's another tool for you to be able to communicate who you are and what you do. So when I have these conversations, these chats, these creative chats with individuals, every time I show up for one of them and I release a new episode, there's more content that's going out that's saying, I am somebody who talks about creativity. That's what I do. That's part of my deal. So that's my brand, right? As I continue to show up and as I talk more about creativity, as I talk about my own creativity, as I talk about other people's, as I talk about process, as I talk about people's stories, that's all part of building my brand. So that when people start to see me and they start to see my podcast and they start to see my work, hopefully over time, they start to identify me as, oh yeah, Mike's that guy who talks about creativity. He has those creative chats. And so the important thing about being recognized as someone who's in that place is that then there are more opportunities for me to be able to be aligned with the people that I want to work with. There are more opportunities that may come because people will see that I'm that guy. So if they're looking for the guy who talks about creativity, let's talk to Mike Brennan. And so with every episode that I release, I'm building my brand. I am laying another brick and putting out more and more content And the nice thing about podcasts is that you can go back and listen to whatever episode you like to. If this is your first time tuning in, you can go back 6 months and listen to an interview I did with someone. Or you could go back to the very beginning and listen to my first episode and me talking about why I was going to podcast in the first place and a little bit about my own personal story. This stuff lives on and it continues to build your brand as you release more and more content. So for some of you, a podcast might be a great way for you to share about what you know, about who you are as a creative person. Maybe it's a great way for you to highlight other people's stories as well, if that's all part of building your own personal brand, if that's the thing that's important to you. And like I said, a podcast is really just a tool. It's a tool that you can use to help leverage so that it's building your brand, it's helping other people, and it's getting more content out there that is aligned with who you are and what you do. And finally, number three, podcasts raise your curiosity level. This is more of kind of a personal growth thing, but when I started podcasting, I realized that, well, when I'm talking with other individuals, I need to have some questions to ask. I need to be curious about the individual that I'm going to be speaking with. I mean, because we could talk about some surface level things and we could talk about whatever's on their bio and, you know, their resume of work, but I wanted to probe deeper. And to be able to probe deeper, I had to have a curiosity about the individual, about their work, about their creativity. And the funny thing is that the more that I pushed on things, the more that I started to ask one question, it would lead to another question, and it would unlock some things for me as well as the other individual a lot of times. There have been plenty of times where if you listen to the podcast episodes, I've asked a question that maybe that the person I'm interviewing has never been asked before, or it's made them think of something that they haven't thought about in that way before. So it's kind of like the curiosity almost becomes contagious a little bit too. Because when you ask great questions, you can unlock things that are not on the surface. You go much deeper. And that's where the good stuff is. That's where you have conversations that are meaningful. That's where you have some really intense moments, maybe that share highlights and principles and methods and just life lessons that can really be helpful for someone who's listening. So building my curiosity, you know, I didn't necessarily think I was a curious person, quite honestly. There are certain things that maybe I have questions about that I'll dig around for. But it took being intentional about asking questions, about really sitting down and thinking about what are the things that I want to know, and stripping away some of the baggage of like, well, I don't know if this person's going to want to answer this question. I don't know if this is the right question. What if I forget in the midst of a conversation to ask this particular question? You know, there are tons of things that could go wrong or that you think might be a roadblock for you. But I found that the more time in advance I spent thinking about the questions I wanted to ask, as if I was just sitting down over coffee with somebody. That's often how I talk about Creative Chats podcast. It's because that's what I want it to be. I want it to be conversational. I want it to be two people in a coffee shop. Remember that? I can't wait to get back to that. Two people sitting down in a coffee shop, having coffee, and just chatting, casually, talking, having a meaningful conversation. And yeah, of course, there's always, you know, plugging books and products and talking about whatever it is that the person wants to promo. Of course, that's part of it, but that's also part of what the person's body of work is. And so we want to talk about those things. But there's also that side of it that's just, hey, we're two people just sitting down, stripping away titles, stripping away the fact that maybe this person might be, you know, famous or famous within their own world of, you know, creativity. Or the fact that someone is maybe just started out, and you know, whatever, wherever we are on the journey, we're all still people and we can all still learn from each other. And having a curiosity about each other's journey, about process, about how did you handle it when you encountered a difficulty, or asking somebody, when was the time that you learned the most important lesson in your life so far? Usually those questions centered around trials, around times in our lives when there were difficult circumstances. And sometimes that helped actually shape a person's creativity. Or sometimes that was the thing that was the catalyst that got things moving for a person's creativity. You won't know the answers to these questions unless you ask. And you can't be intimidated to ask, because, quite honestly, at the end of the day, again, we are all just people and we're learning from each other's journeys. And I think when you can have a respect for someone's journey, you can have a respect for somebody's process and their creative expression, and you show up with intention to say, I want to learn. I want to get some understanding. I want to satisfy this curiosity. Then a person is definitely much more receptive. And you know, you might think, well, I don't even know who I would be able to get on my show. This is kind of a little bonus. This isn't part of the three, but here's another thing I learned. I learned that people are a lot more willing to share their work and their stories than you might think. And even people who have very, very impressive resumes, you might think, I don't have much to offer this person. I don't know that I would be able to have access to this person. Well, the thing is, you don't know unless you ask. You have to have a curiosity about the process as well, not just the people. Like, what makes a good podcast show? What are great questions that I can ask? How can I make my guest feel valued and like it was worth their time to be on my show? I have something to offer. I have a platform. I have attention span. I have my network. And if I'm leveraging all those things on behalf of my guest, who wouldn't want to show up for that? Who wouldn't want to have an opportunity to talk more about the things that they're doing? Because here's the other thing. When you're on a podcast, like you're not just hosting one, but you're actually a guest, you get to talk about your brand. You get to talk about your creative projects. You get to talk about your journey. You get to talk about a lot of the things that I'm asking people about. You get to talk about those things on other people's podcasts, with their network, on their platform. And so it becomes mutually beneficial to be able to have these interviews, to have these conversations, so that curiosity level continues to rise. We want to find out more about people. We want to find out more about process, about their story. We continue to build our brands, and we are growing our networks. We are picking up other people who have heard us on other podcasts, maybe. People who are fans of other shows all of a sudden hear our story and they're like, hey, let me check this person out. And they hop over to our website, or they hop over to our podcast if we have one, and they find out more about our stories. That's maybe how some of you discovered me, is because someone else, you were part of their tribe, you were part of their community, and I had some kind of interaction with them, and then you met me through them, and now here we are. You're listening to my podcast. You're maybe a part of my community. That's how these things work. And so even if you're not thinking about having your own podcast, I would highly suggest that you think about being a guest on someone else's podcast. Now, I know I've probably just opened the floodgates here for a ton of requests to be on the show. And I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I say yes, and sometimes I say no. Sometimes it's not right. There's not a good fit. I want to be protective of my show. I want to be protective of your time, your attention. And I never want to have somebody on the show that I feel like is not a match. So Sometimes I just say, I'm sorry, but this isn't a good fit. Or sometimes it's like, hey, not right now, because I've really got a backlog of episodes, or I have a lot of the same types of creative people. You know, I try and vary the creative expressions I have on here so that it's not heavily stacked with too many writers or too many visual artists or too many actors. I really try to spread things out so that we have the opportunity to come together and hear ourselves in the story, no matter what our creative expression is. So, real quickly recapping the three lessons I learned from my first year of podcasting. Number one, podcasting is a great tool to grow your network. Number two, a podcast is a great brand builder. And number three, podcasting raises your curiosity level. I hope that this has been helpful to you, and I would love to hear if there are other ideas and thoughts that you have surrounding podcasting, or if this episode really struck home with you. Maybe you're thinking about doing a podcast now. I'd love to connect with you over that and find out more about that. You can connect with me over on Instagram. I'm at Mike Bone, and of course you can find me at my website, mikebrennan.me, and I'd love it also if you would just take a moment and maybe share this episode with someone that you know. Maybe someone who's interested in podcasting or another creative. Maybe it's another episode of Creative Chats that would be great for them. I would so appreciate you taking just a few moments and sending that person the link to Creative Chats Podcast and letting them know that A, you were thinking about them, and B, that you're offering them a tool to help them on their own creative path. That would go a really long way. And it would also be an encouragement to me as well. So thank you again for this time today. And again, if you are interested in joining the Daily Creative Habit group on Facebook, it's a private group, so everything stays in the group. You can head to dailycreativehabit.com and you can request to join our group. I really hope to see many of you in there. I'd love to continue this conversation and have so many more over there. So thanks again for your time, and go create something. Thanks for listening today. I'd appreciate it if you would subscribe, leave a rating and a review. It really helps this podcast be seen and heard by others.